Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gator is out today, and Stoney is in.
What's up, Doug?
I'm Mike. How are you?
Hi, Kang.
Stoney coming in hot.
Stoney is coming in hot. Hey. He's a long-time listener, first-time hoster.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
You know what it is, Doug? Stoney's been so jealous of this shift that we have that I think he's really happy to be
here. He picked two bad days.
I know.
Given that what you want to do is you want to do a short show.
Yeah, I always wanted to do a short show. My whole career, I wanted to do a short show. And what happens yesterday? Short show with Doug and Gator, right? Mm-hmm. Or just Doug.
Yeah, I was solo yesterday.
Yeah, short show. Yep. And then not only was it a short show, the Pistons news breaks. So it's basically, okay. It was great.
I had a full show sheet, and I didn't get to almost any of it because right before the show, Monty Williams got canned, but
But I've been looking forward to this for a while.
Well, for people don't know, Mike is one of the great dudes here at the station, and your new role has you bouncing around, and part of what I now love is that we get to work together for the first time ever. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to this. And
he says at 10:03 by 11:03 he's going to tell Kang what the hell's. Can Stoney get sick tomorrow?
Might even be sooner than that, but who knows? Who knows how this is going to go? I said right before the show started that there was an observation. Look, the storms that rolled through Metro Detroit last night, it's clear. Southfield/Farmington Hills area, there was debris everywhere driving in today. Me coming from the west side didn't notice anything.
Well, I'm coming from West Bloomfield, and I'm kind of oblivious to begin with, but just driving down Northwestern, I really didn't see anything. Now, you just mentioned this. It just got me thinking one thing. Did Wojo's house flood again? I wonder if he's got a basement of he's had like 8,000 floods in the past 5 years.
Yeah, you think he'd get something looked at there.
Yeah.
He's never done that, huh?
No, he has.
Oh,
never works.
Kang, did you have the same observation?
Yeah, I mean, we had some pretty heavy rain last night where I live, and I was coming from the east side. But as I made my route to work this morning, I just noticed the further and further west I was going, I was trees everywhere. You know, some power was out because the lights were out in certain areas. So, yeah, I was like, wow, they got it way worse than we did out here.
Yeah, for those of you that have had to deal with damage, certainly our thoughts are with you. I was not expecting that, and I'm not aware of any touchdowns. Was there any...
I haven't seen
reports of tornadoes?
No. But there's like 40,000 people lost power.
Yeah. Well, those are probably people that aren't listening currently, but if you did lose power, they could be in their cars.
On your phone, you could still listen, right?
That's true.
You don't need power for that.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. There could be. So anyway, I hope hope we get power back soon. We still live in a neighborhood that was notorious for losing power when there was a minor sprinkle. It was the weirdest thing. We built this house in 2004 and moved into this neighborhood. And you never think about, like you do your research on stuff. One of the things that we never thought about researching was, is this area lose power a lot? And we lost power all the time. It was really odd.
So did you get a generator?
We did not. I've never been generator guy.
Me neither.
And every time we lose power and we bring up losing power on the air, invariably generator guy says, why don't you get a generator? And I always say, because I don't want to get a generator.
Because once you get a generator, you won't lose power anymore.
You won't, but it's...
No, it won't happen in the air. You feel, I spent all this money and I didn't have to use it.
That's right. That's probably true. Our neighborhood has gotten much better. That's the other thing, though. Yes. I was circling back to, it's gotten much better. We don't lose power as often as we used to. But for those of you without power and those of you out there from DTE working on it, We know that the workers,
yes,
are not, you know, people get really mad, but don't get mad at the workers.
No, especially in today's, you know, temperatures where it's hot as hell.
Yep. So Tigers lose again last night, and as we, you know, make our way through June here, and the balloon of interest is slowly deflating.
Like, well, when did you tune out yesterday? Because, you know, because everybody likes to watch Scoobs, right? And yep, it's 4-0 early, and it's all right. I'm not even going to follow the game on the phone.
Yeah, it was. You know, I had it on here at the station,
right,
because we were off at noon, and I was streaming the game. And when the Tigers fall behind by more than a couple runs,
it's over.
You can kind of write them off. And I found myself, I'm starting to do this more. I'm starting to look at box scores in towns like Toledo.
Oh, and Erie. Little Gators seeping through your veins.
That's right. I've started to make that changement, as one of our colleagues once said, uh-huh, where I'm paying more attention to what's going on in the minors than with the big league club. Mm-hmm. And I think probably, as a general rule, I hang on longer than most, hanging on to hope.
Yeah.
And there might be still people that are watching and hoping. But probably the most interesting thing is development for those that are still, you're still a Tiger fan, but your interest in this season has waned or completely gone. Eddie's Leonard has homered in back-to-back games playing shortstop down there in Toledo. He's hitting well over 300 for the month. With Ryan Kreidler being up here and batting 143, and he's got 2 hits and 14 at bats.
Doesn't know where first base is.
He's not coming up to lock down a position that everybody in Detroit is looking for somebody to lock it down.
Correct.
But Eddie's Leonard, starting to play after being hurt early in the year, starting to play well down there in Toledo. So maybe something to keep an eye on.
But you,
he's only 23.
But not just looking at the box score of that, you and I have the
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if ability is the right word. The luxury of having B teams that are at least pretty good. And actually, they played each other yesterday.
Yeah.
With your Padres beating my Phillies 5-2. So, well, as the Tigers wane, mm-hmm, I'm spending more time, you know, interested in the Phillies, who will be here next week.
It's true.
They're really good.
The thing about the pods are still in the NL wildcard race, but almost everybody in the NL is still in the NL wildcard race.
I can't believe with that payroll and the players on that team, they're still 2 games under 500.
Who, the Padres?
Yeah.
The Padres do this all the time. They sign a whole bunch of players. They run their payroll up. They stink. They get rid of everybody. A few years later, they sign a bunch of players, run the payroll up, and they stink. It's the weirdest thing. It is the weirdest thing.
They need to hire a good general manager like the Phillies did.
Right. Familiar name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dombrowski.
So anyway, this might conclude our Tiger discussion for the day. There's some trade stuff out there, but really, the big news of the day is the whole world still reacting to what the Pistons did.
Yeah.
And that is replacing Monty Williams. Now, the Pistons, I get that there are hardcore fans out there. In the grand scheme of things, they don't move the pulse all that much for Metro Detroiters, which is frustrating when we ever have a team that doesn't isn't performing and people start to check out, like what's happening maybe with the Tigers right now. But they were getting ripped nationally.
Yes, which makes, look, they are a poop show. There's no doubt about it. It's been over. We know here how bad they've been. Have not won a playoff game since, what, 2009 or whatever. So we understand that. And we understand that the owner, Tom Gores, is eccentric, goofy, awful at his job. But in this case, I think the national narrative is wrong. Now, obviously, guys like, you know, the other Woj, they're more locked in than I am. I think that Gores did the right thing here, but he's getting blamed today, blindsiding, you know, Monty Williams. And look, you can rip Gores all you want for basically overpaying, bidding against himself to bring Monty Williams here. Look, everything Gores has touched has been bad for the most part, you know, on the floor, which is what we care about. We don't, you know, the community stuff and all that, lovely. But this time, I think he got it right where he hires a guy to run his basketball operation. And in my opinion, he's letting him decide how to run his basketball operation. I don't see Tom Gores like saying, you know what, let's get rid of Monty. It just doesn't seem like it'd be Tom Gores. It'd be Tom Gores to listen to Trajan Langdon and say, hey, listen, I've been with Monty for, you know, a week or so since, you know, you hired me. And I think since we want to rebuild or whatever we're going through, I don't think he's the guy for the job after spending time with him and, you know, good guy and all that kind of stuff. But we need to go in a different direction. But it's a lot of money that you have to, you know, eat. Is that okay? And Gores says, yes. I don't think this is Gores' idea.
If it's Gores' idea,
there's a problem.
Yeah, because you hired somebody to make this decision and then you made it for him.
Right.
I don't believe that that's the case.
No, I believe that I'm going to give Gores some credit for doing what a good owner should do. Let his basketball people run the show. Stay away. I don't care if he lives in California or whatever. As long as your checkbook is open and the guy you hire, obviously you have to give the guy time to figure out if he hired the right guy, which he hasn't done yet. But that said, let Langdon run stuff for a few years. And you know what? If it doesn't work, fire him and hire somebody else.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.